you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Tim Cogshell and Wade Major. First up is writer-director David O. Russell's Amsterdam with an all-star cast. Wade.
Very disappointing David O. Russell entry. We've waited a number of years for a new film, and this one is all over the map. You think it's a murder mystery set in the 1930s with its all-star cast, and then it just goes in a million different directions and never really finds its way back.
Amsterdam is rated R in wide release. The film Tar stars Cate Blanchett and Noémie Merlant. The film written and directed by Todd Field. Tim.
This film starts so strong, so convincingly. For a while, I kept catching myself slipping to thinking I was watching a biopic about Lydia Tarr, this great composer. It's not a biopic. It's a completely fictional film. But it was that meticulously constructed. And then the dramas start.
Tarr, Wade.
Yeah, I agree. This is nearly a masterpiece for most of its running time. And it doesn't stick the landing, but I can forgive it. Even with its flaws, it's still one of the best films of the year and definitely the best performance of Cate Blanchett's career.
Tar is rated R. It's in select theaters and expands wide at the end of the month. Triangle of Sadness, the winner of the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival. Wade.
Yeah, definitely a typical kind of film for Ruben Östlund, the Swedish filmmaker who made it. But it is overlong, and it is, again, similar to Amsterdam. It's sort of all over the map and very sprawling. It's like a very depressing episode of The Love Boat mixed with an unfunny Gilligan's Island and a very uneventful Survivor. I wouldn't recommend it.
Triangle of Sadness is rated R. It's in select theaters. And finally this week, Taming the Garden, a documentary from the Republic of Georgia. Wade.
Yeah, this is a fascinating documentary, a kind of a fly-on-the-wall documentary that gets into the obsession that the former prime minister of Georgia, a billionaire, has with grabbing all of these 100-year-old trees from all over the country and going through these excruciatingly difficult methods of removing these trees and moving them hundreds of miles to his arboretum on his estate on the Black Sea. It is about indulgence, it is about excess, but it is also about the soul of the country of Georgia.
Taming the Garden, Tim.
Oh, it's ironic, it's infuriating, it's rueful, but at the same time, the film itself is literally beautiful.
Salome Jeshi is the director of the documentary Taming the Garden. It's unrated, and you can see it at multiple Lemley theaters. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, reminding you that if you miss our full hour of Film Week, you can still hear it in its entirety with our critics' in-depth reviews. You can download it wherever you get your podcasts. Film Week is also available for your listening pleasure on the KPECC app or by visiting kpecc.com. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.